The leadership of the New Patriotic Party, NPP, has confirmed that Nana Akufo-Addo will be present at the high-profile meeting between the 2012 presidential candidates and President John Mahama. NPP's Director of Communications, Anna Akumia, told Radio Ghana after the closed-door meeting between Akufo-Addo and the presidential candidates that he has reaffirmed his commitment to accept the outcome of the Supreme Court verdict for the sake of a peaceful Ghana. Our correspondent, Rebecca Ekpe, who was at the residence of Nana Akufo-Addo, the NPP flag bearer, has joined us in the studio. Good afternoon to you, Rebecca, and welcome back.
Good afternoon, Abraham.
And what was the atmosphere at the said meeting?
Atmosphere, Abraham, was cordial, friendly, a lot of felicitations exchanged among the candidates who were present, to get, as well as Nana Akufo-Addo's camp. A lot of hugging here and there and having interesting conversations. And basically, you know, it was interesting. It was interesting that Nana Akufo-Addo at a point was even having a conversation about MTN, you know, the issues surrounding MTN and the fact that there's been interruption in their, you know, their service. He was having that with Dr. Abusakar, and they were, you know, laughing and all that. At that point, and he was up early, he was ready. By the time we got to his residence, he was ready, waiting for the flag bearers before they got there, well after 11 o'clock.
Well, aside,
of course, behind schedule.
Yeah, aside from the those you were expecting, the flag bearers, what were the other notable faces or persons that were present or who were present?
Yeah, obviously, Abraham, we had Dr. Abusakar Foster. He was present. CPP, Convention People's Party. Hassan Ayarga, who actually spearheaded the whole thing. PNC, People's National Convention. Daniel Latte, GCPP, Great Consolidated People's Party. Pakwisi Indum was not present. His party, Progressive People's Party, was not represented either. We had Jacob Oseyeboa, the only independent candidate in the 2012 election, was there. Now, Akwesi Adeodike, if you remember him, of the UFP was also present. One interesting thing to note, all these were on the ballot. One person who was not on the ballot was Kofi Akpaloo, the Independent People's Party candidate who was disqualified.
Yes.
He was present as well, and he said he was in support of the whole peace thing, so he was present at the meeting.
We also understand the meeting was held behind closed doors. And did you capture anything at all, or after their meeting, did they brief the media?
Yes, Mr. Ayarga, who had spearheaded the meeting, said in passing that Nana Akufo-Addo has actually said that he is totally committed to this whole thing, the peace thing, and that he is all for it. And Nana Akumia, who is the communications director of the NPP, actually spoke to the media. And one thing you would note is that President Mahama, contrary to what was scheduled, has agreed, no, not President Mahama, Nana Akufo-Addo has agreed to be at the meeting with the political party candidate as well as President Mahama.
Basically, they wanted assurances as to having a peaceful outcome. And Nana Akufo-Addo was happy with their visits, and he assured them that he's totally committed to peace, and he would not do anything to disturb the peace. The tradition that he leads is a tradition that has fought for democracy, and he personally has fought for democracy literally all his life. And it is not now that he's an elderly man that is going to do anything that is going to bring back the clock of democracy. So he assured them of his total commitment to ensuring a peaceful outcome, no matter the verdict. They were very happy with his commitment. They suggested to him that they would like all of them to meet with the president. He assured them to be too happy to meet with the president and the rest of them to ensure that they provide the necessary leadership at this time of the country's history.
Well, that was the NPP's communications director, Nana Akumia. And Becky, you mentioned earlier that the place was lively. I'm tempted to ask whether there was some sort of fanfare after the meeting, or what other business transpired after the closed door meeting.
No, Abraham, there was no fanfare. Everything was quick because, you know, they were going to the presidency and they were dealing with time, and they had that meeting almost 1 hour plus, and you know, almost to 12 o'clock, and they wanted to be on time. to the presidency. I did not mention this, but the running mate to Nana Akufo-Addo, who happens to be the star witness in the 2012 election petition, Dr. Bamia, was present. Jacob Obechebe Lamte, who is the MPP chairman, party chairman, was also present. Now, one interesting thing to note here, Abraham, is that right after the meeting, I went out there across the street, Nana Akufo-Addo's house. There's a lot of vending going on. And also there are taxi drivers, right, parked in front of there. Some seem to be aware of what was going on. Others seem not to know at all what was going on. And that's interesting to note. Let's take a listen. I had some interaction. Meeting be course of meeting be, you know, more your meeting be, more your meeting be. Only who be Biana? And as you heard, that those were some vendors and taxi drivers right in front of Nana Akufo-Addo's house at Nima, expressing their, you know, whatever they thought about the high profile meeting between Nana Akufo-Addo and the 2012 presidential candidate. Abraham, I just think that democracy is for the people, and the people had a chance to express themselves. And as you heard, Nana Akufo-Addo said that he has fought for democracy all his life, and he is ready to accept the verdict. And that was a people say for you.
Very well. We thank you very much. That was my colleague Rebecca Ekpeh, who was at the high-profile meeting between the candidates in the 2012 presidential election and Nana Akufo-Addo.
Well, political scientist Dr. Ali Dusadu has commended the move by presidential candidates in the 2012 elections to meet parties in the election petition dispute currently before the Supreme Court. The 2012 presidential candidate of the PNC, Hassan Ayariga, who is leading other candidates to meet President Mahama and Nana Akufo-Addo to discuss measures that will ensure peace after the verdict. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Dr. Sadu said, although both leaders have committed themselves to peace, they should find ways to restrain their supporters.
It is very significant because currently it is the PC and the MPP who are battling the final results of last year's election at the Supreme Court. But the political landscape is open to all other political parties, including the smaller parties who have win power for some time now. So I think the decision of these political party leaders to respond, and then the president, is to let them know that Ghana belongs to all of us, not only the NDC and then the MPP. They are stakeholders to becoming government. Those particular parties are stakeholders to becoming government in the near future. Not win power if there is no peace. So the most important thing that we want to remove, but we cannot aspire to become leaders of this country if there is no peace. So to be able to have peace, petitioners and then the respondents need to respect God Bredis as the final authority regarding last year's election. So I think it is a very good move to, one, show that we need peace so that each and every other political party will have the opportunity to ascend to the throne. And two, it is also to indicate that not only the NDC and the MPP are key stakeholders in their attempts to govern this country, but the other smaller parties are also stakeholders in governing the party in the near future. So I think it is a step in the right direction. And that also adds weight to the numerous activities being partaken by various...
Yeah, Doug, but we've heard President Mahama on a number of occasions saying that he will accept the verdict, no matter where it falls. Nado too has done a similar thing. So if these two leaders have pledged to accept the results, then why this call for peace?
Saying that we've heard that they have all promised to abide by the verdict come 29. But all the activities being done by those state organizations and even these political leaders is to constantly remind the leaders of the NDC and the MPP that you have made a promise to the people of this nation that you are going to respect the verdict. So we are reminding you that you should respect the verdict, come what may. That is the first thing. And the other thing is that there is one thing making a promise when you have not heard the verdict, and another thing hearing the verdict. Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo and President John Mahama have made the pledge, but they don't constitute the core support of the NDC and the MPP. We are so much concerned about the core supporters of the NDC and the MPP, those who are not in Accra, those who are in Accra, and those who are far away from the presidency, and those who are very close to the presidency. They may not take the verdict lightly if it doesn't go in their favor. We respect the decision and then the promise of John Dramani Mahama. We respect the verdict and then the decision and promise of Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo. But what about the core supporters who benefit directly or indirectly from what? The party's activities. These are the people we are indirectly making those, appeal to. And we can only make those appeals through the leaders whom they respect so much and whose opinions they always take and accept.
You heard a political scientist, Dr. Ali Dusseidou.